This is an invitation to step inside the realms of Kabbalah. Previously, you may have gazed at technical diagrams of circles and paths that seem to have no relation to embodied human life. Falling through the Tree of Life makes sense of those diagrams because we learn how to inhabit them not just with our minds, but with our bodies, emotions, and lived experience. The Tree of Life is not purely an abstract concept, but a dynamic, magical force. Working this way can open the doors to further Kabbalah study, reading, or magic. The Kabbalah has often been presented as obscure, inaccessible, and dense, especially in books. Partly this is because it is an oral tradition meant to come to life between teacher and students and the direct relationship between participants and the mysteries. Embodied Kabbalah asks us to recognize that we are alive. The tree is alive. We are in direct communion with the mysteries, and our teacher is the divinity we were born from and, on death, return to. Right now, our living bodies are within the Tree of Life, and in discovering the wonders of the tree, we discover ourselves. The tree unfurls, branch by branch, as we inhabit, dance, and make love with this living magic. We fall in love at each step of the journey, meeting the world and pieces of ourselves in an unfolding map of the universe. Each time I do it, working through the Tree of Life is like updating the software of my brain. The download occurs, everything reorganizes itself and looks different. The Kabbalah rewrote me and is still rewriting. If you do this work, I'm pretty certain you won't be the same afterward. So, let's get started. Pick up the apple and bite into it.